Annie Dorling is Professor of Human Geography at the University of Sheffield, and I asked him whether the government can claim credit for the jobless total not being as bad as they predicted.
Well, they can claim credit in a way, because they have followed Danny Blanchflower's advice, and they haven't cut early. So when you look at what's happened, you see it's actually things like increases in public sector employment in the last year, particularly in the NHS, which has helped stop unemployment rising faster. The NHS created 61,000 jobs in the last 12 months, and there have been some other public sector job increases. And it's things like that government spending, as well as a few more university places and many other programmes on apprenticeships, that have helped slow down the rise.
How long can that keep going on for? Because we know, of course, the deficit's massive. We don't know exactly, we know that there are plans to halve it within 4 years. At some point, spending has to be cut.
Well, it's a question of government will, and of course it matters who's in power. But it is not inevitable that you have to cut public spending, especially in a recession this bad, especially with unemployment as high as it is and NEETs having gone over a million. There are other ways of raising money that are more effective than cutting public sector jobs.
Such as raising taxes?
Raising taxes, or raising taxes in innovative ways. I mean, last week ONS produced the first survey of wealth in Britain since 1979, trillions and trillions of wealth, but we don't consider wealth taxation, inheritance taxation being revived, or even things that the Americans have, such as a land value tax. We simply don't look at these as options, even when we're in dire straits. We look at things like cutting public sector jobs, which are relatively cheap jobs, which are desperately needed jobs in recession. I mean, many of these jobs are actually reacting to problems in recession, and they're a very inefficient way of reducing the deficit.
So your argument would be that the way to ease yourself out of recession is to keep public spending high, but to soak the rich.
I would look at the very rich. I mean, Britain has some of the very richest people on earth living in this country. And when we're in a time like now, we could look at what we did last time. In the 1930s, 40s, 50s and 60s, the country became more equal, partly because we increased taxation, including death duties, on the very rich. That's how we last coped with a crisis of this magnitude. And we're not even considering it at the moment.
Usually, though, you hear from economists that raising taxes on such a small number of people, however wealthy they are, doesn't actually raise that much money.
Well, the very wealthy are very good at avoiding taxes. That's why I think you should look at things like a land value tax, because you cannot hide land. But we've also got to consider the timing of these things. I mean, one thing which has been very good is the fact that any cuts that were going to occur has been deferred. That is the only reason we do not have 3 million unemployed. That is the only reason that the claimant count for youth unemployment hasn't gone up quite as fast as it might have done, but it still exceeded 500,000. We still have a record number of people who are economically inactive, 7.997 million, the highest level since records began in 1971. We have an awful lot of people without work out there, and adding to that at the moment through public sector cuts really would look fairly disastrous.
Looking at the polls, though, it is the Conservatives who are in the lead, and if we have an election within the next 6 months, as we must have, and they get into the government, they're not planning to follow what you're proposing.
Oh, they're certainly not, and they are looking at doing cuts, and we are looking at a situation possibly worse than the early 1980s when the Conservatives were last in power in this position. But
they're also selling themselves on that ground, on the grounds of we will deal with this deficit, we will cut spending.
I think they're partly doing that because it sells politically well, and you'd expect politicians to say things that will resonate with the electorate. But the closer we get to the election day, and the more people think about themselves or their relatives and their work, I would be careful about this. And also, of course, what the Conservatives can do depends on the state of the economy. They almost need the recovery to happen to be able to do cuts like this. If things get much worse, again, like they did in the early 1930s, you move into a different realm of what is possible and what is sensible from whatever they've planned.
Professor Dorling, thank you very much.